welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson, and I'm your host for today. Well, today I'm really, really excited and actually delighted to be speaking on the phone with Maureen Stern. She is the author of Multiply and Divide with Sticks and Steps. Reach the easy method in just 5 minutes. This topic really excites me because I do know there are many, many children that are struggling with math. And Maureen is here to give us insight on how easy it really is to learn to multiply. I'm looking forward to that because I, for one, does struggle with multiplication. And for me, thank goodness there are calculators. However, young children can't use calculators and have to learn how to actually multiply by learning the table. If you're a teacher, a parent, or someone that is struggling with multiplication, I encourage you to hear what Maureen is going to tell us. I know that you will be amazed, as I was, that we can actually learn to multiply in just 5 minutes. But first, a little bit about Maureen. Maureen Stearns was born in Forestville, New York, and has worked extensively with struggling learners. Her teaching career began in 1992 in St. Petersburg, Florida. Since then, she has earned the distinction of being a highly qualified teacher and obtained her Master of Science degree in Community Psychology. As a parent, educator, and author of an additional book titled Conscious Courage, Maureen seeks out meaningful ways to teach others. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Irene.
Well, this is just really an interesting topic we're going to be talking about because I am reflecting back when I was a child trying to learn how to multiply. And this is going back 60 years ago. And I tell you, I had such a difficult time. I just couldn't get it. So I know things haven't changed 60 years later. And I'm really glad to see that you have written a book like this. And so what was the need? Why did you write this book?
Well, I'm a teacher. I'm a special ed teacher. I've been teaching 20 years, and a while back, about 5 years ago, I was working with a fifth grade student who, no matter what she did, she could not grasp multiplication or know her times tables. And she would draw tallies that represented repeated amounts, and half the time she would either draw too many or too few, and when she counted them up, so I thought, gosh, you know, what can I do? You know, being a teacher that doesn't give up, I thought, you know, what can I do to eliminate some of the counting that was causing my students so much grief, and how could I streamline the overall multiplication process? So what happened was I came up with an organized system that eliminated some of my students' challenges, multiplication challenges. It was a need that I just kept thinking, you know, what can I do for the student? You know, she tries so hard. You know, what can I do? And I analyzed, you know, well, where is the problem? You know, what is she having difficulty with? And it was, you know, counting up so many little lines on her paper. And I said, what can I do to eliminate some of that?
Boy, I'm just like feeling for her because I know I was that girl.
Yeah.
So what really is, like, what is it? Is it a learning disorder? Has that ever been proven that it's a learning disorder or it's just part of the brain that doesn't function? Or
I think just some people have a hard time memorizing, you know, some people are great, some students are great at memorizing, say, multiplication facts, but they have no idea really what it is, conceptually, what multiplication is. So in that respect, they're not really learning multiplication, they're just memorizing something. But it's best for a student to understand the multiplication process and also give them a tool for how they can get the answer if memorizing isn't their strong suit, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we all learn differently, and I'm really glad that you came up with this. Now, what does that term sticks and steps really mean?
Well, for a while, I taught this special method without having a name for it. And then one day, one of my students, my sticks and steps students, showed off his answers to another teacher who said to me, "What are all those horizontal and vertical lines on so-and-so's paper?" And I said that, well, the vertical lines are kind of like steps, kind of representing which represent one of the factors in a multiplication fact. And the short horizontal lines, they're kind of like steps, one below the other, that represents the other factor. So at that moment, talking with this teacher, at that moment, I said, that's what I'm going to call it, sticks and steps. And since then, students who I teach, they think sticks and steps have been around forever. and it hasn't. You know, it's just a name I came up with, and literally they can be taught in 5 minutes, literally.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
In 5 minutes. It's true. And it's just, if a student can count, they can multiply. And I can even teach first graders how to multiply. I know it's not until third grade usually when they really delve into multiplication, or especially fourth grade where they expect them to really know their facts. But first graders, I was covering for a teacher during a lunch period and taught the class, first grade class, how to multiply. So it's kind of fun. And
yeah.
She was pretty amazed. Yeah.
I'm intrigued. So are you willing to share how you do this, or is this sort of something that we have to buy the book?
Oh, I will definitely go over kind of the process, how
okay.
It goes. Well, what happens is when a student is trying to find the answer, say, for 4 times 6, they're to draw 4 short vertical lines that I call them sticks, and 6 short horizontal lines, one below the other, that I call the steps. Next, with their pencil point, they touch and count each vertical line or stick in which they will have a count of 4. That number 4 is to be written on the first horizontal line or stick, or step that's off to the side. Next, saying the word 4, they then count through the sticks again, repeating the process, getting a total count of 8. So it's counting on, so total count of 8. And that 8's written on the second step. And the process just repeats over and over, for the student just keeps counting each stick, putting that counted up number on the next step below. And then when they reach the last step, the number they put on that last step is their answer. And because each multiplication fact varies the number of sticks and steps the student will draw for their problem will vary accordingly. So it's a little hard to explain it, but visually it's very clear. So it's they get it. They get it, like, instantly.
Yeah.
Or within 5 minutes.
I can see that, because as you were talking, I did that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I did it.
Oh, wow. Great, that's great.
And, you know, this also kind of reminds me, and I have forgotten the method that my father was teaching me, and he was using fingers on both hands.
Oh, sure.
And I think that this is something very similar.
Yes, very, very similar. And, in fact, that's kind of, you know, that you always have the fingers available, and you know, the counting on. It gets a little, you know, a little harder when somebody, you know, has like 7 times 8. So, you know, they do an awful lot of finger counting. So this is a little more, they can see it, they can feel it because they're touching the numbers. It's a multi-sensory process. You know, multi-sensory is so great for learning. It's the best way for a student to learn. And they can see it, they touch it, they say it. You know, they hear themselves saying it, and also they can find in this process, sticks and steps, they can find smaller answers within a bigger answer. Say if they're doing, say, 6 times 4, or say 6 times 8, they can find answer for 6 times 4. 4 right in that same problem that they just did, because it will be, the answer will be on the fourth step rather than, you know, the
right.
last step in the original problem. So there's a lot of different things you can do. And as I started, you know, working this sticks and steps, I discovered there's different things you can do. You can do division with it. You can do finding the least common multiple with it. You can find square roots with it. So, and I expect when other people read it, and students especially, when they, in fact, my nephew, he was the one that pointed out about the square root, which he says, look, it's actually a square root. You can do square roots with this, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just expect that other people, other students, will probably find other things that they can do with sticks and steps that they discover along the way.
Well, this is just a real breakthrough
yes.
for so many, for so many.
It is.
So you said also that you can use this for division.
Yes.
And how so?
Well, what happens is division is just the inverse process of multiplication. So a student would say it's kind of like having an unknown factor, say 6 times question mark equals 24. Well, the 6 would be the number of sticks. They draw 6 sticks. But the question mark is they don't know how many steps, but they know they have to get to 24. So what they do, they draw 6 sticks and then just start putting their number count one under the other until they get to 24. Then when they reach 24, they go back and count how many steps did it take to get to 24, and they draw in their steps, and they find, you know, the answer that way. And so basically it's kind of working backwards, doing the sticks and steps process, but working a little backwards. And you know, that's division. And as I said, division is the inverse of multiplication. Yes. And you can do long division with it, which is, you know, a real nice thing, because so often with long division students, they get hung up on they have to know the process. You know, they have to remember, you know, the order of what they have to do, you know, the divide, the multiply, subtracting, bring down, and repeating that over. They, if they don't know the multiplication facts, it can really hinder that process, the long division process. So this is just a little trick that they have, you know, in their bag of tricks that they can use at any time. They don't need a multiplication chart, you know, which often students, you know, will rely on. They don't need to have that. They just, off to the side of their paper, they can just do little sticks and steps on the side, and they can get their answer. And it's a great trick. And
it is. And I'm just, like, in awe here. So, Maureen, you said long division. Do they actually still teach long division classes?
They do.
Oh, even with all the calculators and everything, you know, done digitally, computer, you know. Yes?
I think it's just to build math understanding. I think that's why it's still done. And it's got, you know, gosh, it's great for someone to know if the computer made a mistake or the calculator made a mistake.
Yeah. Wow. So I would assume that this book is going to be getting into a lot of classrooms.
I sure hope so. I know it would just help so many students. Students with math, it seems like when they get into, you know, they're fine first grade, second grade, and getting into fourth grade when they have to memorize the multiplication facts, they hit a snag. You know, they could be a good student, but then sometimes something happens and they hit a snag in multiplication, and then they just feel horrible. They think that they're awful math student, and they just start kind of not liking math anymore. But this is just the way to get them through that, you know, little kind of, you know, tough period. And then also it conceptually they can see what multiplication is all about, you know, that it's just, you know, a layer upon layer of the same number added together, and they can see that. And
Quite often, many of us that have to see to learn, this is such a great message.
Oh, it is. It is.
And
they feel so smart, you know, for somebody to get a concept, a math concept, in 5 minutes, and they can even teach someone else how to do it. And that's my goal, is mm-hmm. to teach someone so that they can teach someone else, and they can teach someone else.
Well, then that brings me to saying that really it's not only teachers that need to learn this so that they can pass this on to their students, but also parents so that they can help
students,
you know, with the homework or whatever else needs to be done.
Yes, I worked real hard in making my math book, which is generally no one likes math books,
mm-hmm.
but trying to make this math book so that people who are not real proficient at math, they could pick it up, read it, and they know just what it is without any more explanation. I worked real hard eliminating any complicated words or try to make it as user-friendly as possible.
It does sound easy, and as I say, as you were, you know, explaining the method, I was following you, and I'm pretty proud. Although I do know what 4 times 6 is because I finally learned it, you know.
Right.
But there it was on paper in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And so I can just imagine a child struggling with math,
mm-hmm.
with being able to multiply and divide, to use something like this. I mean, that would just, that could make such a difference in that child's life for the rest of their life.
It really could. It really could. And so often with math, say going on to college, you know, math is the tough area so often.
Yes, it is.
So
ask me.
Mm-hmm. And so it was just, you know, trying to help somebody. And that's my goal, is to try to help pass on the information to other strugglers. And because I know there's a lot of students out there that, you know, they'll cry over, you know, multiplication facts, and they'll have these 5-minute drills where they have to, you know, complete a certain number of multiplication facts and, you know, in a time situation, and they just, you know, they hate that, you know, activity. They hate it.
Of course. And I'm sure that quite often it could even make the child sick, you know, physically sick.
Right,
because the pressure and the stress is so much on them to achieve.
Oh, it is, and there's nothing more discouraging when everybody gets it and they don't, and
yep.
and it's, you know, they just want to run the other way. You know, they don't want to go to school. You know, and so for them to have a special technique that they know that they won't forget, because mm-hmm. I mean, it's so utterly simple, they won't forget it. And they you know, they may not immediately know all the multiplication facts very quickly, but it really is a stepping stone to, you know, recalling the facts automatically, because they can feel the number as you know, there's a layer upon layer of a number added.
Well, I can imagine also when children at a very young age use this method, it just makes it so much easier, because eventually, once they understand, and sometimes that's the biggest thing, is just to understand what is really going on, they could just automatically turn and be able to memorize.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What happens is, so often when children are taught math, they're taught first very concrete examples, say the, you know, little manipulatives, we call them, you know, little bear, plastic bears or little chips or something. And then they go into, like, memorizing. They don't have as much of, they need more semi-concrete, they call it, semi-concrete activity that will, they can firm up before they, you know, go on to memorizing. And sticks and steps is that semi-concrete stage that gets them on their way. And students could end up, and I tell my students, they could end up being a great math student. And it's the multiplication so often that does hang them up. And knowing this, it really could make a big difference in a student's life.
Oh, I so agree. Maureen, what is your website address?
My website is www.sticksandsteps.com.
It's exactly the same as the title of the book.
Yes.
There you go, listeners. Maureen Stearns and her book, Multiply and Divide with Sticks and Steps. And her website address, as she had said, is sticksandsteps.com. I really encourage you to check out this book. As you have heard so far, Maureen has given us so much indication that this is a book that will help any child. Obviously, one with a learning disability of not being able to remember, or just a child embarking into learning how to multiply and divide. I'm impressed, and I am excited to know that there is this method that's going to be available to these children that have so, you know, up to this point, maybe really, really struggled. But all of a sudden, and as you have seen, I actually, as Maureen was doing that method, I was doing it also, and it works, and I got it. And thanks, Maureen, and congratulations on coming up with this wonderful, wonderful method and sharing it with so many children and adults, really.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And there you go, listeners. This is Irene Watson with Inside Scoop Live. Come again and listen to others. Bye for now.